Thank you, Citadel. Good morning, church. Good morning. That was so sweet, Asanteni Sana. Yeah, maji lazima tukunywe. Thank you for caring for us. That is care. And we receive it. Amen. Good morning again. My name is Jade Gishuri. For our visitors, niska tulikuwa na wageni. Chris Gitao, let me introduce myself again. Hey, and there is my other family. Today I was like, my children are known. I like those people, but I also like these people. Ebu return them, by the tumetoa moja ya kanisa. That is my DG, Fruitful Vines. Hey, come on, Linda, Phyllis, Carol. There's another one. Where's the other picture? Esa is missing. Sisi tunakuanga majuu all the time. We fly in and out. Hey, there's that other one. So I told you this DG is for introducing me to restaurant. Me, I'm not a restaurant people. Movie time. We do many things. We eat. You know, I just realized we don't have pictures of when we were praying in the houses. Tunombanga pia. That is so true. That is my lovely DG family, which I really, really love. And I've been blessed to be part of. You can see Carol, Esther, Phyllis, and Linda. We give God the praise because I love them so much. In fact, one of them had a birthday this week. Esther had a birthday. Where is Esther? I know they're serving today. Oh, she's at the kids today. So this was Esther. Even Helen had a birthday. That same day was Wema. Did you guys see in the group? There was Irene all the way in Diani. And Elsa. Hey, baby Elsa. I tell you, that baby we prayed for. There's a time we were holding our breath. Gender reveal, our first Mavuno South. Remember Winnie? Online at the Thursday's prayers in the evening. Then when you hear you miss, you're like, she said. Elsa, it was all ours during COVID. It was a gift for us. So we celebrate. That's my DG, and I love them very much. Citadel to Meshguru. Celebrate Citadel DG. Citadel DG is just keeps giving and giving and giving. Yani, those kids were amazing. We appreciate them. In fact, even today, Jonah's car, the boot has greens. Do not let the man of God go home with any greens. He came to bless us. Chukweni apple spinach. Eh? Sawa. After service, his boot will be open. He said he came with greens to bless his family. So tafadhalini. Zikiisha, kama utapata, don't worry. His garden is still thriving. There will be another harvest. So today, please go and pick some greens. Do not let Jonah's gift to us and Esther's gift to this community, asirudi nayo. Na mimi siwezi kupika yote. My daughter is back there. She's like, you better bring just a bunch. They don't want too much of it. Sawa, sawa. Let's celebrate Jonah. Thank you, Jonah and Esther, for thinking about us and just loving of us. They have actually been a family that blesses even us, the pastors. We have fed fruits and other things from their garden. Kuna my bananas. Tutashare next time. We are sharing greens first. Tutashare fruits pia. So yeah, so it's been great. Ifa Citadel led prayers this week at during the 4:30 a.m. prayers. I was not able to join this week. I had many things going. Mimi, I was catching up with some Rema Fest things and then Alala late, did you what? But I hear they led very well. And it was amazing. Everyone led powerfully. But let's celebrate Citadel. I hear their day of prayer was amazing and they keep to, bless us. It's actually a great place for community for prayer. The ideal goal is to be there 5 days a week. I give myself 3 times, at least, minimum. But last week I was not able to join any week. Have you guys, in fact, I've just mentioned Rema Fest. Did you guys see how much is happening in our city? I think Rema Fest was the last one. I think there was another one in Nyayo. You know, one of the things that I believe in totally is the body of Christ. I believe the word of God where it says, we are so much representation of who Christ is. I think even Papa Diz mentioned it last time, all the gifting, the apostles, the pastors. And some now, something like Rhema Fest, which is something I've attended before. This time I didn't manage to attend, but I'm watching online and I'm catching up with them. I was amazed at the giftings of God. Because I realize there's no one single man, no one single woman embodies all of Christ. Do you guys know that? That we were born with, to all of us, to show different manifestation of who God is. And for real, Rhema Fest was a feast. It was a true feast of God, men and women of God. And I always say, because this year has always been thinking about the Shakahola story. And one of the things I thought, let me just say this before I get to my sermon. The thing about listening to people, listening to men and women of God, like now in such a fashion, or like Rhema Fest, is to actually pray for discernment. Because the word of God, you see, men and women of God have all their weaknesses. There's no perfect man. And the reason why it is a body of Christ is because God knew there would be no perfect man. There was only one perfect human being on earth, Jesus Christ, because he was both man and God. Now, the rest of us are limited because of sin. We all tend to know, even in your DGs. So you have seen the different flavors of Christ in your DGs. So we are limited because of the sin in our lives. So one of the things that I always listen with is I do not look at the charisma of the man or the woman of God. Neither do I look at the weaknesses of the man of the... Because I know all those people who talk to their... Hakuna mtu mahali kanisa naweza kuambia one or two things about them. What I look at and why I love being in those spaces is that I go back to the word of God. Is it aligned to God's word? Is what they are teaching something the Lord, is it in the word of God? And we have said it before. Even us here, as we preach and bring the word and as we do it, and I think we keep saying it, read the word for yourself, isn't it? We say, follow me as I follow Christ, as you follow Christ. That's what I believe. Follow me as you follow Christ, and follow me as I follow Christ, as you follow Christ, because how else are you going to know I'm following Christ? Right? So, I mean, there's a great feast there in Rhema Fest. I don't know why I'm talking about Rhema Fest. I should be preaching the word of God. Because it was an amazing time. There are great teachings there that all of us should engage with, because we were meant to grow together. Amen? We spur each other. There's a sparring there that happens when we just learn together and learn from one another. I just thought about all those people who are there. They'll go back to their churches and they'll be spurred up for the many who didn't attend, but they will be carrying something that has spurred their spirit and it allows them to pour into their own community, because I know they were all from other different churches. Amen? Anyway, it was a great time. Maybe that's why I didn't join for 30 a.m. prayers. Nilikuwa huko nikikesha na mavideo za YouTube. This week I'm back for 30 a.m. prayers. Amen. Great. Before I start, you know, I'm like Papa Diz, I need to check the time. One of us asked me for prayer for the wife. I don't know whether Kiro is here. Kiro's wife, Esther, is not feeling very well, and Kiro helps us. He's the one who helps us with our storage, facility, setting up, setting down, leads that team. The wife, Esther, has a problem with the stomach, and they're doing tests, and they cannot find out what. And he just asked me, could the church pray for my wife? So take a minute and pray for Esther, Kira's wife, and tell the Lord, heal her stomach. May they find what is wrong with her stomach. Father, we bring Esther to you. She's part of this community as Kira is part of this community. She's also your child. Father, we ask that you would see her this time as she's in pain, that you'd relieve her of this pain in Jesus' name. That, Father, your healing hand will be upon her. That, Father God, even as they seek help from the doctors, Father, they will be able to identify what is bothering her, what is attacking her stomach. They have done scans and they can't see it, yet she's in pain. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you receive your healing hand mentally, emotionally, solically, physically, in every way, Jehovah God. Esther shall walk and thrive in great health because your hand is upon her. I ask that you give Kirwa peace, even as he thinks of his wife, even as he's here. I know he's troubled and worried. Father, would you give him peace? We'll give them provision to even to be able to seek the help that they need. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Haya, tuingie kwa the last sermon of this series of this month. So we have been doing the series called The White Flag, which has been based on Pastor M's newest book, The Genius of Surrender, which we are still selling at the back. Those today's sermon, as you know, our sermons, normally we do them all across all our campuses. And this month's sermon has been based on the book and greatly written by Pastor M. And then the notes are from him. But today's sermon is not from his book, but he's the one who wrote this month's sermon. So we are still continuing to it. So far, we have seen that an encounter, I think we have talked about it, that encounter with Jesus, a conversation with him does lead to a posture of surrender, allowing us to be back to a place of right identity in Christ, back to the right place of relationship with God, meaning we talked about seizing control of our lives and allowing God to be it. Tuko pamoja? We have said that. We saw how the conversations lead. A conversation with Jesus always leads us to a place of surrender. We agreed? And surrender is about seizing control of our lives and allowing God to be the one in, to be in control. Leo nasikia kama mmenyamaza, ama it's me who came with some lowness. Let's celebrate Jesus. Just tell the Lord, we love you, Father. We glorify your name. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Jehovah King, you are Lord. You are Lord. Jonah, pray that we shall hear your word. Father, help us to be receptive. Help us to be light-hearted. Help us, oh Jehovah God, may your joy prevail. May your peace prevail. Let us just celebrate for who you are, Father. So that even as we are here, Jehovah God, we are happy to be together. We are happy to be together. We are joyful to see you. To be in your presence, Jehovah King. Clap for Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Father, we love you. We honor you. We glorify your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Give me energy, church. I don't know why I don't have it this morning. Aish. In Jesus' name. Amen. This sermon shall be delivered. I don't know what's happening. Nicole, somebody help my life. Last week, Papa Des then took us through practical steps to endele that showed us how surrender happens. He talked about self-denial. This is about your identity, your possession, your aspiration. Me, I was particularly struck by the aspiration one. You know, I always talk aspiration. I'm like, actually, yeah, my dreams. I need to give up my dreams. The second thing he talks about practically we need to do is to carry our cross. Cross carrying. Giving up your plans and embracing God's plan. Even when your plan is good. But if it's not of the Lord, you give it up. If it's not where he's guiding you to be. The third thing he said is by Jesus following, becoming a disciple of Jesus. A disciple is one who disciplines himself in the teachings and practices of one another. That's what Papa Des told us. For us, it's Jesus emulating his life and obeying his word. Amen? So I know we have had a technical problem. Truly apologize. David Mathaga kindly apologized on the group. This month we have not been able to share the podcast and even the pictures there will be loaded this week. This year, expect a flood. So that if you have not caught up with the last three Sundays, they will be available in the week. Amen? So today we'd like to end this series by talking about enemies of surrender. So one of the things we all agree is that Jesus was committed to living a fully surrendered life, which we see in John 5:19. It says, "For very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." He also showed us that following God so closely will often lead to opposition, just like it did for him. And our reading today, our main text will come from Matthew 16:21-37. And it will let us Just interrogate, who are these enemies of surrender? So Matthew 16:21 says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed on the third day, be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concern. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Amen? Now, I think Peter's response was perfect. Hallelujah. Me, I was like, yeah, we don't want to go burning. He was like a good follower, a good disciple. He didn't want all those bad things that Jesus was saying are coming his way to come his way. But Jesus was fully surrendered to his purpose and all that came with accomplishing it. So we know that. That Jesus was fully surrendered to his purpose and that all that came with accomplishing it. This passage, though, does also show us that it will allow us to see possible enemies of surrender. Ways that could be holding you back, holding us back, holding me back from fully surrendering to God. So from this passage, you take three enemies of surrender. Enemy number one is called family and friends. Somebody say hallelujah. Family and friends. Hey, Helen, sikuwa nimekuona hapo. You birthday girl, leo uko mbele, karibu sana mbele. One of the great opponents to your surrendering totally to God is the people who love you, your family and close friends. And like Peter's rebuke, it will be completely be motivated by their love and concern for you, because Peter did it out of concern for Jesus. It will not be out of envy or competition. Let's just make that clear. But you see, surrendering means dying to yourself. We have already talked about what practically it looks like. And so no one typically would want in their right mind to see anybody in their family suffer or the sense of dying. And it always looks like a choice of suffering, because surrendering to Christ, living in obedience, is normally so countercultural to what governs our society. That's what makes it look like suffering. Tuko pamoja? What makes it look like suffering? What makes it look like you're having a hard time as you surrender to Christ? It's because obeying God, truly obeying God, in most instances, 99.999%, even from my own experience, is so countercultural to what governs our society. We have said it before, the kingdom of God is an upside down one. It is not reflected by our natural here. Tuko pamoja? So of course people around will be like, si zile shida umejilete? Umejiletea. June is a green. Ranja knows very well. In his calling in politics. I have remembered our prayer times those days. It is true. It's very countercultural. Even wanting to be in politics, in this society, and you want to do it Jesus' way, it is very hard. And everybody will be like, why bother? So you see, Jesus' even own family at one point were completely opposed to his ministry. In Mark 3, it says, Jesus entered a house and again a crowd gathered so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, he's out of his mind. So because they looked at how hard his ministry was, how much he was sacrificing, laboring, town after town, home after home, and it just looked like he had lost his mind. They decided, best course of action, let's rescue him from himself. Intervention was needed to happen. They were going to force him home, I'm sure, as they were like, that is enough now. You can't continue like this. I'm sure they were like, you don't even own a home. You don't even have a shamba in Kitengela. Jesus Christ in your life here. Hauna, I see asset management, kuna ka portfolio, hana. I mean, like you're just on the road. Where are your roots? Yeah, today I may have very many random things. But as so, versus, what is it? Where am I? So the family was like, enough is? So Mark 3:28 tells us what Jesus said in the middle of his teaching. Just then his mother and brother, this shows us what they did. His mother and brothers showed up. Standing outside, they relayed a message that they want a word with him. And like, he told a jaman, he's our rela. Stand outside, let him come outside. I can just see them standing outside. Intervention time. He was surrounded by the crowd when he was given the message. Your mother and brothers and sisters are outside looking for you. Jesus responded, who do you think are my mother and brothers? Looking around, taking in everyone seated around him, he said, right here, right in front of you, my mother and brothers. Obedience is thicker than blood. So it says, the person who obeys God's will is my brother, is my and sister and mother. That's what Jesus was saying, isn't it? Same boundary. He knew his boundaries. God's will was more important to him than even what his family desired for him. The person who obeys God's will is my brother and sister and my mother. We are all what? Brothers and sisters. We learned last week that surrender to Jesus means self-denial, cross-carrying, Jesus following. We don't come to God in our terms, but on his terms. This might mean that he leads you to a less paying job or career, or to relocate to another country in order to fulfill his mission. It might mean that you hang out with people who are different from you, or do things that no one in your family considers prestigious. How many people know to be a pastor was not considered prestigious? Is it still considered prestigious? Kuna kwanga na doubt. It's just that people don't say it loudly. But ukiingia kwa familia unasikia huyo ni pastor. Oh, okay. Then they will call you to just come pray for the food. They're like, wewe, katu kando uko pastor. They even doubt your level of education. God can tell you, stop chasing promotion and concentrate on being a DG leader in your workspace. Be part of the fellowship. That is more important. Become a church planter. Some people might be called to go plant churches, isn't it? Or even people don't feel comfortable with you giving so much money to God's work. If you dare say it. And remember this, your family and friends, they're all saying this is out of love. You know, I remember even the first time I told my family, actually my first group when we were relocating from Bellevue to Athi River, and I had the Lord tell me, pledge a million. I've told you guys this story. Pledged a million, then my life group then started whispering to me, unajua bado tunaombanga every day, maziwa, mkate, are you pledging a million? Then exactly a year later, the Lord provided a few millions. And one of the first thing I did was pay the pledge, right? But let me tell you, my mom was so upset. My family was so upset. Like, no, you think you're a millionaire? You think umefika? But I was like, I had the Lord. He provided. You give. And I knew it was out of love. There's some friends of mine who told me, see, then you invest it, then be paying from the investment. Kidog, kidog. I'm telling you, logic. Isn't it logical? It was very logical. But me, I had clear instruction. You're giving what? 1 million. I landed the 1 million in Mavuno. I never lived. It took some time for people to believe me. If I say, be nice, sasa, palo umeingia, I'm not sure that church is straight. Out of love. Out of love. So family and friends will be the first people who can sometimes be the barriers to you what? You know, Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. You don't have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. So it is even Jesus realized, he's not even attacking Peter, his close friend. He just was so focused on his mission that even his close friend and family could not distract him from following God. Amen? So our response should be like for the disciples when it comes to family and friends. Peter and John said this in Acts 4:19, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him. You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. Amen? That's our response. Ultimately, God's authority, our submission to his word, is what we follow no matter what is being said or who is saying it. Let me repeat that. Can I repeat that? Ultimately, God's authority, our submission to his word. We know in John 1:1, God is the word, right? So his word is what we follow no matter what is being said or who is saying it. Nothing and no one should ever stop us from following God. Amen? Remember, to know God is to know his word. But it was from the New Testament and many others, spaces. Could not be a safe upper. Hey, I see you. Well done. Yeah, put yourself in spaces that you are still knowing the word of God. Amen? Because God doesn't contradict himself. And you only know that if you're in the word. Amen? Enemy number two, self-love. Jesus saw that Peter's mind was choked with human concerns and not the concerns of God. And so he decided to use this opportunity as a teaching moment for the disciples. And we saw in verse 24, he says, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? One of the greatest enemies of surrender is self-love. This is the one I found true of myself. Friends and family, I am quick to nini. But wanting to be me, I've talked about it. You know, it's a big deal. What will make me, for most people, what will make me happy is a priority. Your comfort zone. That's just who I am. My personality is like that. It can't do 1, 2, 3, even if the Lord has said it. I've had people say, but even God knows he created me this way. This is my personality. But you know he's told you that, but you're like, but he knows. Tukona hiyo, watu wanakata kule DG. Should I mention them by name? Waangalia tu chini. Do you is a self-denial thing. It's a self-love thing. I will only do me. I mean, in fact, didn't Jesus say we must love our neighbor as we love? See, sounds right. I mean, I need to love myself first before I can love others. But we diagnosed this problem last week. Our identity, our possession, our ambitions, our aspiration will often come in the way of God's will for us. So many times we find our identity in these things and give them a higher priority than what God desires for you. Many times we'll find our identity in these things and give them higher priority than doing what God desires. When that happens, they become idols, alternative parcels that are opposed to God's will in our lives. And let that settle. And so Jesus lays out an ultimatum for us, for real. To find Jesus, to be in God's will, fully surrendered, is to lose your life. It is not about you. Tell your neighbor, it's not about you. If you really believe you're a follower of Jesus Christ, I want to emulate my life around who Jesus was, what he asked us to do. Tell your other neighbor, it's not about you. Surrender is not about you. You must be willing to go to the root of self-denial, cross-carrying, and Jesus-following. I really loved last Sunday's sermon. You see, we don't save our lives by holding on to control. We save our lives by surrendering to God. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. Surrender may feel like death, but it's actually the way to life. Amen? You know, I've told you guys how, for the ones who don't remember, how when the Lord called me into ministry, I'll never forget. I saw 4 dermatologists because of the way my face had blown out. Because I was fighting that calling. I was like, there's no way, Lord, you have called me to be a pastor. I'm like, first of all, niko na mashida mingi, utanianika. Who are these people? I was very happy as a life group leader. Very happy. In fact, I was a zonal pastor at that point. We used to have zones. Remember, I think I was in Eastlands. So there was enough work for me to serve the Lord. I was like, I don't need to be on this side. By the time I saw my 4th dermatologist, told me, all this is stress. There's something unakata. Haitaenda, there's no cream on earth. It's going to remove the pimples. I had serious pimples. And you know, I was still hearing my friends talking about it. Even me, I had a lot of things. Because it meant living corporate. My daughter then had very serious health issues. And my medical cover there was over a milli. Then I'm being to come to be a pastor. Enter Mavuno. Mimi mwenye najua hakuna medical cover. I'm asking the Lord. Surely. Anyway, don't you think I'll be crazy? I mean, you're a single mom of 3. You look at that picture. But then the Lord had said it. I even remember Kinapasem Pascal saying, we don't know why. I was even in the middle of a divorce. Court things were happening. Then I said, the Lord, me, I want to stay where I am. I need to heal. I need to just stay, you know, in my safe space. You know, my child needs medical. How are we going to survive if she didn't have medical cover? Can I tell you something? The day I entered January, it was 22 of January, now fully, my daughter never slept in hospital ever again. To believe you, now I needed that medical cover of $1 million. And I'm telling you, Nairobi Hospital, I was known. Celebrate Jesus. The Lord is a healer. Obeying Christ looks like death. Are you getting my point? It looks like, but it is not. Yeah, I just need to trust him. It really is not death. Let me bring one, because it looks like that is a big deal about self-denial. Let me give you one for this week. Also to show you how self-love is one of, for me, I take it as one of the biggest thing that makes us not fully surrender. My daughter had an accident on Wednesday. Alikuwa kwa boda, kenda shule. It's just a few minutes from school. We live not too far from Daystar, so she uses the boda. So this lady did a wrong turn. It was an illegal, whatever she was doing was illegal. So she hit them and she fell down. And I raced over, she called. In fact, when she called, I knew. Because she just left me looking very sharp, going to school. And why? Because she loves school. So she celebrates school. So she was hit. So as I was now waking up, when I see the call, I knew. I just started rising because even her voice sounded okay, sour. So my firstborn son also ran down there. I don't know where we are going, but we are all going towards where she was. To cut the story short, she's fine. She's here. So we took to her. But then the big thing I want to say is that the lady, so I said, I'll take my child to hospital. You take the boda guy. We'll talk later. I give her my number. The whole day, even the evening, I was telling Pastor Angie, this lady has not called me to check. She's on, I was feeling entitled. So I was like, I'm not calling her. She better call? I mean, who? Don't you agree? She shouldn't be doing care. I mean, she's the one, she even knew she was in the wrong. She even like, when you go to hospital, tell me how much you have spent. I'll send you in. At that point, 5, 4, I mean, from 4, call. 6 in my fika. My daughter is going to bed at 10. Did she call? No, she didn't call. Me and my child were there. This woman needs to have called. And I'm like, I'm not going to call her. Let me see how long she can. Yeah, ntaka ngumu. It's my right. The next morning, Wednesday, my daughter is like, me, I'm going to school. The devil shall not hold me back. She had a few eggs and here she was on meds. So she even asked me, did she call? I said, no, imagine she hasn't called. Now I'm even infecting my own child. Okay, kwa hii offended territory. This mama must... So when Eve left, and I told her, yeah, I'll tell you, she calls. So she leaves. Then I had the Lord tell me, you know, that's not who you are. I said, leave me alone, Holy Spirit. Leave me alone, I'm offended. My child was hurt. But the night before, I even remember telling Pastor Angie, I wonder what happened to her. Because she had a small child, maybe 4 or 5. She was rushing to sit-term school. But then a bus passed and she just put the child in school. I even told Eve later, I wonder the child, she should not have taken the child to school. I mean, she witnessed all that. You know, I kind of was worried about the daughter. So in the morning, I'm there, I see my child, and then the Holy Spirit tells me, this is not who you are. I say, come on, Holy Spirit. Mimi najua, I'm the one offended. Mimi ndio? Tutaka ngumu. To me, you know what you need to do. I said, no, Lord, I ain't calling her. I am not calling her. 8, 9. Then the Lord says, you know what you need to do. I just picked my phone. Let me tell you, people of God, surrender is not about, it's about the kingdom of. I called her. Then she was shocked. I called her. Then I asked her how her child is. Then I asked her what was happening that morning. It was a full care call. By the time I was even mentioning my own child, I had gone through to other issues she's having. She talked about some other problems she's having. I gave some advice. Honestly, it became, in fact, I told her, where do you go to church? Okay, you need to, like, for real. Me, I was calling to say, you didn't call to check on us. The whole conversation was about the kingdom of God. Was about how she needs the God. I need to release her. I need you not to sit there. You know, I even told her the next time, call the person. Because you don't want also to sit with this thing always wondering when something happens. Ni ile kitu si kufanya. I tell you, the devil is an accuser of brethren. And he can hold this against you and make you feel guilty of our life. It turns to a whole sermon. It's not about you. Wait a minute. You ended up very well. Someone tell the other neighbor, it's not about you. Surrender feels like death. For me, it felt like death calling her. Because I had a right. My child was harmed. Do you see, surrender doesn't mean you might relocate. Surrender is an every, this self-love thing, why I'm deliberate here is where we all get trapped. Nilita nini? Self-love is where we get trapped on the daily ones. So surrender is a daily thing. It's not about you. Amen? So what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world and you forfeit your soul? Do you see how they've gained the whole world? Am I not justified to say how, isn't it? But my soul would have been staying offended. I'd be living in that kind of offense. I've not had my chance to tell my daughter, release this mama. We are not carrying no offense. Amen? We must never let self-love stand in the way of true life. Ultimately, a surrendered life will give God glory, whether in suffering or not. Amen? So remember, the suffering is not because you're going against your human desires. It's because you're going against your human desires. So persecutions come because you're not looking out for yourself. Do you understand how that happens? It's because you're not looking out for yourself, but looking out for God's will to be accomplished, lived out while on earth. It's about that thing we keep talking about, establishing God's kingdom here. This is how you take dominion. When you talk about dominion and subduing, it's about, that's why Jesus came in the servanthood. He didn't come as a king, yet he was a king. He came to serve. Can you connect how this surrender comes? Are we together? I really don't want you to miss this point, because I feel this is where we are trapped. This is where we are trapped. Suffering is because you're going against your human desires, and persecutions come because you're not looking out for yourself, but looking out for God's will to be accomplished, to be lived out while on earth. You are establishing God's kingdom here on earth. That was me taking dominion. Do you believe it? For God's glory. Amen? That was about God. It wasn't about me. My human me, I'd even know I wanted to tell her. In fact, you need to tell me this amount. In fact, she still said, because and I told her, it is true. If you'll be feeling bad, you didn't send me anything. I told her, this is how much you spent. I went to, she asked, where did you go? I said, I went to hospital here. I told her, if you do not have a single, if it will stress you, don't send me. Because I paid. The Lord had already
I told her, don't send me. She said, what? I said, no, I'm not going to hold it against. If you don't have, first of all, tumetoka kuongea vile vitu ziko kwake. So I was like, ah, my, I'm told her, no, the Lord already paid the bill. Today's needs for me and my family have been met. She still sent something, but I knew it was for her. You get what I mean? So it is not about? It's not about us. It's not about you. Tell your neighbor, it's not about you. It's not about you. The third enemy and the last one. As we come to close, before we pray. Spirit, the first one. Yes, Carol, thank you. The first closing, spiritual ignorance. We find so many Christians are disillusioned with God. They lack the understanding of what it means to belong to the kingdom of God. There's a sense of this life here is all there is to it. This life here, the one we are living. So you hear people saying, even me, I know I've said it. I prayed and I didn't get healed. It took forever. I gave, but I'm still broke. I served, but I'm still facing problems. Because we say serve, you know, all those things we say. Does it really pay to serve God? We are stuck at this level and only seeing what is in front of our eyes. And our response is determined by what we are seeing. Our response is determined by what? Our surrender ends up being limited by doubts created by the circumstances that we are experiencing. And this is a result of spiritual ignorance, of you not understanding who God is. Not being in the Word to know God's character, God's ways, God's pattern. Even not putting yourself in places to learn. Spiritual ignorance has those things. You lack to even learn from your spiritual authority, your pastors, your DG, the people in your DG. The spiritual ignorance will stop you from surrendering because you will become limited by doubts created by the circumstances that you are experiencing. Isn't that so? We see that the disciples also had doubts, even as they were surrendering. Peter did raise his concerns in Mark 10. Spoke up and said, we have left everything to follow you. I'm sure he had this look, but we have left everything to follow you. He's like Jesus. We could be crazy, but you have surrendered everything to follow you. Look at Jesus' response. Truly, I tell you, Jesus replied, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or friends or fields or anything that you need to leave for me and the gospel, will fail to receive a hundred times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life. We've already said why persecutions come, and there are different forms of the way that it comes. But Jesus was reassuring Peter that God's reward for our surrender includes eternal life and much more here on earth. Despite the fact that there will be persecutions that came with surrender, the rewards will include 100 times what the disciples had left behind to follow Jesus, whether in relationships or in possessions. That is very true of us even now. If you understand God, you will understand it's not about just now. If you stay in the Word, I have had the most amazing, humbling, fulfilled, abundant life since I surrendered to Christ. I remember that year 2008, the first time I said in May, Kambia sawa Mungu, we are doing this with you then. My first surrender. Surrender by the way, should I tell you, una surrender ngamara mingi? Surrender is not salvation. Surrender, you know, is about lordship. So it's seizing control. And you seize control as one thing after another. If you're in the Word, God reveals something else. So spiritual ignorance in this, the enemy, is that if you do not know some things, which are in the Word, which are taught here, which you can seek guidance about, is that you'll get stuck and the doubts will create you and hold you from surrendering. But I have found so much peace, joy. I love serving. I love the community. I've learned to live on what will I gain by worrying. It takes a lot to get there. But it's been an onion peeled. Unajua surrender hivi? I thought I'd surrendered. Okay, tumeingia kanisa. My daughter is well. Even I got healed from a disease I'd had since diagnosed since I was 16. Immediately the day I entered, I started following Christ. Many things started happening. But the persecutions were there in different ways. And everybody has theirs. So spiritual what? Ignorance. Don't be a spiritual ignorance. Tell your neighbor. Educate yourself in God's ways. Yeah. Tell the other neighbor, seek knowledge of who God is. Seek wisdom from the Lord. We don't know how God does it. You will not know how these rewards come. You cannot enter surrender saying, now that I've entered surrender, bas, Karen here, eh? Come. I mean, yeah, you don't enter saying, the word says possession, inini, singleness here, tonane, badai, bye-bye. It's true. We do not know how. Because surrender is a point of trust in the Lord. It's seizing control. But what is not in question is that there is an earthly reward for surrender to God, even as we also face the challenges or persecutions that come with following God in this hostile environment. This earth is hostile to things of the Lord. Do you agree with me? It is hostile. So we talked about it another time. Don't get comfortable. You know, we used to sing that song. You guys sang that song. This world is not my home. Robbie, here I come. Worship team. Eh? But the Bible is consistent on this fact. God rewards those who follow him, who are surrendered and faithful to his word. Amen? Remember again, we do not surrender so we can get a reward. But the word tells us there is a reward. For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. See, surrendering leads to being faithful to God, to his word. There is a reward for surrendering to God. Tell your neighbor, there is a reward to surrendering to God. And surrender tells us we don't need to know how or what it looks like. Amen? So as I come to close, hallelujah. As I come to close, the question is, would you seize control and be fully surrendered to God? Would you allow the kingdom of God to manifest in this world, in your world, through your surrender? Would you seize control? Would you allow Jesus to be Lord? To be Lord over your life? And I've said it before, I just said it, that surrender is a daily action. Don't wait for the big ask. The small asks are big asks in the kingdom of God. Amen? They make a difference. They make a... It can seem hard, but it is the most and only way to follow Christ, to emulate and fashion your life around our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God must receive glory through a surrendered life. He will receive glory. Amen? Amen? So pray for yourself. Sincerely, I've come to the end of the sermon today. And you close this sermon by saying, pray for yourself. Commit to live a surrendered life. To live every day seeking God's will and not your own. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you not only to strengthen you, to be countercultural, to live a surrendered life, but also prompt you into action. That you will not be delaying. Hakuna PowerPoint presentation anymore. Pray that the Lord, that Jesus will be Lord. That pride of fear, pride of, if I, the pride of fear will not be part of it. Pray for yourself. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Tell the Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to live a surrendered life that glorifies your holy name, that brings your kingdom on earth. Oh, we'll not be breathing if it's not about you. Pray for yourself. Is it self-denial? What is it? What are the things mentioned last Sunday? Even as you look at these enemies, which one do you feel is your biggest struggle? People will say, people will say, people will say. Is it self-love? Is it self-love? Is it self-love? Is it spiritual ignorance? Do I put myself in spaces to grow and learn? Am I in the Word? Do I spend time in the Word? And when I don't understand it, do I call someone to walk with me in this journey and say, this Word didn't make sense? Are you in the Word? Are you praying? I give you one more minute to pray. Father, we shall halala harai. Oh, help us, Father. Help us, Father, that we'll represent you in every way. That I'll not choose to be right, even when I'm right, but I'll choose to do it your way. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we love you, Jehovah King. A surrendered life, O Jehovah God, is our desire. It is what you ask of us, that you would be Lord. That we would walk knowing you are our Lord. That everything we do must glorify you first and foremost. Everything we do must be about you, Jehovah King. That our lives will not contradict our testimony. That we are children of the Most High God. Even when it seems hard. Even when it seems like we are dying to do it. Even when we have to fight our natural responses. If it is not according to your word, if it's not according to your will of our lives, Father, we surrender to your lordship. Church, tell the Lord you surrender to his lordship. Holy Spirit, guide us in how we do this. For each one of us, Papa, show us what could be holding us back. Is it what our friends will say? Is it what our families will have to go through in our perception? Because perception can rob us off of your will of our lives. Father, help us. Is it self-love? Oh, Father, it is about us. Father, we choose today to say to die is to gain you. And we surrender ourselves. We submit ourselves and say, Lord, take hold of our lives. Father, we shall not be ignorant people about your ways. We will not walk in spiritual ignorance. We will grow and mature day by day in your ways. We will hunger and desire to know you, to get in a place of intimacy with you. That our life will reflect that surrendered life. Father, would you help us? Holy Spirit, would you nudge us, compel us, convict us? Oh, shalala harai sekeshiti. Holala harai serepkosh. Father, help us. Even last Sunday, there's a verse that was shared in Matthew. So that when we do this, we also lead others to you, Papa. Not away from you, but to you, Jehovah God, because you're Lord of our lives. So, Father, we are surrendered to you. Oh, shalala harai sekeshiti. As a family, as a community, Father, you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are our Savior, and you are also our Lord. You are also our Lord. May we reflect this in our day to day. May we be quick to obey your word. May we be quick to obey it. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Celebrate Jesus. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. So do not let pride or fear hold you back. Amen. Don't allow friends, self-love, or even spiritual ignorance lead you to a way that is not of the Lord. Amen. Let me invite Pastor Benson to give us our benediction.
You're a blessing, Pastor Jade. Let's give her a round of applause. You know, the way she lives her life, is a bit scary, But it's one that truly is surrendered in many ways. You know, sometimes wonder, Pastor Jade, how do you survive? You've let it all and said, God, you will provide and make a way for me, and he's never disappointed you. And that continues to be a testimony to us. And as we've said, surrendering is not about, it's about the kingdom of God. And as I sit here and digest that, I know we've asked you last time, but it's an event, but also a process. Denying yourself daily and following after the Lord our God. And sometimes you're convinced at the head. Yeah, I can see surrender is okay, you know, but how about the heart? Hey, upon your mambo ni mazito. Ni zaidi ya mambo matatu huko, eh? And for me, it's a lot to do with the reputation. You know, we talk about vile pastors wanachukuliwa. You know, we've just come from a function yesterday. A niece of mine was getting married. And you know, when they ask, hey, sasa wale wachungaji wako hapa kujeni, tubariki, you know. So my wife and I went. And then family members, hey, I don't know, you became a pastor. Na mwingine, hata aliniambia amekuwa pastor. You know, and the sort of perception of pastors, Nili atue, kuja tuombe, alafu uka uko, attack history. You are a different species, And you struggle with that because of if the way you are perceived is maybe important to you. And so for me, it's to learn that, you know, it's surrendering that and say, Lord, whatever about my reputation, what my family thinks, you know, it's like vitu zimekuwa ngumu sana sama kuwa pastor, You've given up. But also, I find, has the Lord let you down? Has the Lord let you down? You know, we say God never lets us down, isn't it? We sing that here. But kuna wengine wetu tuko na vendetta na yeye sababu kuna vitu ametulet down. There are things we've really wanted, we've really asked for. We've prayed for a loved one. The loved one has, you know, passed on. Or we have struggled with finances and meeting our needs. And we've continued to ask God and then he's not come through. And so it comes to the point of, God, I am not sure I want to surrender to this sort of God. And my own experience is that there's a time I lost my job just starting at of my career, and I sat for 11 months without work, praying and believing God. The family also said, God, if you don't come through us, Santa Jesus. And somehow from that point, I sort of had a difficulty of, you know, believing that God has my best interests. Because you know how what happens, it ends up being, you know, luck, it goes on with a bit of shame. Your colleagues, mtoka nao kampo, wako huko mbele unapeleka gari, wewe bado uko homeless, well, jobless. And you tend to develop a mentality of God, pana. And yet God is the one who asks us to do that. And maybe it's a fear of paying the cost. Surrendering has a cost. And, you know, it will mean God asking you to do certain things. Endo simame useme kitu fulani, mahali. Or, you know, take time and pray and intercede for people. Or, toa pesa kwa mfuko, fanya hivi. And that creates fear. And so I don't know where you are at, but my challenge is, let's take this message, as we've listened to it through the month, seriously, and commit to what Pastor Jade has encouraged us to do, that know God, seek to know, have a knowledge of God. If I truly understand who God is, He's very attractive. I will want to lay down my life. I will want to give Him my all. And so my prayer is for you, as we close the service, go with an honest, open heart. And that's what I'm doing myself. I'm saying, God, I want to surrender. And then whatever He asks you to do, do it. Some of it's to leave certain habits you know they're wrong. The things you're doing that you know, the cost is, this is pleasure, and this might be difficult. And ultimately, what is right is more joyous and rewarding. You know, it says of Moses, he disregarded the pleasures or the joys of being in Pharaoh's house and chose to follow God. And we see him as the Bible says, is the humblest. No one has ever displayed such power as Moses did in the scriptures, apart from Jesus. There was a cost. And that's why we sometimes struggle, because we know, hii kitu lazima nitawacha. So you don't want to surrender. So I just want to encourage us this morning, as I ask us to stand shortly, go honestly before God and ask, what would you want me to do today?